I think getting to the heart of a similar question, Ahmed's on the phone. Hello, Ahmed.
Hi, Chris.
What can we do for yourself?
I was wondering about the fibers in the muscle of the heart. I understand that the muscles in the rest of our body become thicker and bigger as a response to intense workouts, such as weights or anything like that. But when we do cardio-intensive workouts, why does that not, which, you know, cardio is more of a heart-training exercise, why does that not create a bigger, physically bigger heart?
Well, actually, it does cause a bigger heart, and it can happen for both good reasons and bad reasons. If you have a very high workload on your heart because you, for instance, have high blood pressure all the time, then you can develop cardiac hypertrophy, and this is where the muscle of the heart becomes thickened and bigger and beefier in order to do more work, in order to overcome the extra load applied to the heart by the high blood pressure. Now, that's a bad thing, obviously, and sometimes the muscle can become so big that, in fact, it has an oxygen demand which is bigger than the coronary arteries are capable of delivering in the form of blood. And so people can get angina, pain in their chest caused by the heart not getting enough oxygen because the heart has become pathologically large. More normally, though, people who do a lot of exercise along the lines of what you've been describing, Olympic athletes, for example, footballers, for example, you'll often hear them say that their resting pulse rate is really low. They might say, for example, that compared with a normal person who has a resting pulse rate of, say, 70 beats per minute, their heart beats only 40, or maybe in some cases 30 times per minute. Now, the reason it can get away with beating more slowly is because the heart has become larger in response to their regular training and the demands they place upon it. And that means that because it's got bigger, it's working more efficiently. So with every beat of the heart, it actually pumps out more blood than a smaller heart in an untrained person. So as a result, they don't have to make their heart beat as often because every time it does beat, it pumps out 2 beats worth of blood. So their pulse rate can come down. And if you measure the maximum output from their heart, you'll find that their maximum output can be, say, 30 litres in a minute when they're working really hard, compared with, say, 25 litres in someone who's unfit and untrained. But the maximum number of beats their heart can make in a minute will be much lower, and that's because a bigger heart takes longer to fill up with blood, so they slow down their pulse rate and they just make their heart eject more. And that form of cardiac enlargement is not thought to be bad for you. It's a physiological response to increased workload, and in the short term, at least, we think that it isn't harmful.